Thanksgiving and praise. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, unfortunately, at times when we are in the Christmas season, it is sometimes a time of sorrow because, you know, it is an awkward time that everything's owed in by the end of December. Amen. Taxes and all this. But if we trust God, trust that He has supplied all of our need, we don't have to just focus on what we got to owe. Amen. So we say, Father, You have supplied all of our need according to Your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So he encouraged on the rejoice and be glad. As we, you know, we give God thanks and praise, and that's something that He's emphasized over the last month, actually before that. But the Thanksgiving is an extremely important part of Christmas because we give thanks for the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. But rejoice and be glad. If you would go with me to Philippians 4:4. Philippians 4:4 says, rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. The Passion Translation says, be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of life. Notice that every season of life, no matter what's going on, rejoice. Amen. Let joy overflow, for you are united with the Anointed One. Rejoice is to be full of cheer, be well, be glad, joyful, joy or joyful, rejoice. Amen. Rejoicing and being cheerful is not something we always want to do. Who can say that? I don't always want to rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. But when we get that as a lifestyle, our lifestyle, we rejoice in Him, it'll be automatic. Just like it's a lot of times it's becoming automatic for people to complain. They open their mouth, boom, complaining. Amen. Because they have made it a lifestyle of complaining. Well, just, you know, and set, but their heart is full of a want, a desire, a not satisfied. If someone complains, they're not satisfied. Amen. Amen. Unfortunately, overall, there's been in the body of Christ complaints. Well, I didn't receive this. I didn't receive that. Well, the fact is why didn't we receive it? If I didn't receive something, I need to find out why. I can't blame anybody else. Amen. You can't blame the pastor. You can't blame the minister. You can't blame anyone. And you can't blame the politicians. Amen. We have to look at ourselves and say, what am I doing incorrect, or what have I not fulfilled? Amen. Rejoicing is being cheerful, and rejoicing and being cheerful is not something we always want to do. This is something the flesh doesn't like to be involved in, but this is something that we as the body of Christ are commanded to do. We notice that we are commanded to do. Look at verse 4. Rejoice. It didn't say if you want to. It said rejoice. Amen. But this is something that we as the body of Christ are commanded to do. So what do? Rejoice. Be cheerful with joyous celebration in every season of life, no matter what's going on. Amen. There's times that, you know, if I seen something I didn't like, I had to just give God praise. And think, it's something in our life, personal life. I just had to say, Father, I thank You and I praise You that this is changing. Amen. Because I could stop and complain and say, we should have more than this. We should be able to do whatever we want. What, you know what I'm saying? But the fact is, that does not get me nowhere. Amen. You can look at your bank account and you say, you should be having more than that in there. But what do? We got to seek God. Seek Him out. Thank Him and praise Him for what He has done. Thank Him and praise Him for what He's doing now. And thank Him and praise Him for what He's about to do with His word that He's about to perform. Amen? Hallelujah. He's been impressed on, you know, I used to have that confession years ago, and then He impressed on me to get back to saying, I thank You and I praise You for what You have done. I thank and I praise You for what You're doing now. And I thank and I praise You for what You're doing, your word You're about to perform. Because Jeremiah 1:12 says in Amplified, He is alert, active, watching over His word to perform it. So He's about to perform it. Amen. Matter of fact, He's performing His word right now. Amen. Yes. So as we acknowledge that, saying, Father, I thank You for Your word You're performing right now. I may not see it. You may not see it, but you say, Father, I just thank You and I praise You. Amen. You know, like the video that Brother Daniel shared today on Kenneth Hagin about the healing. Woo, that was revelation. But we were healed. Not we're trying to get healed. We were healed. Amen. So when we get that revelation of it's already done, we just need to receive it. Not we're trying to get healed. Not that we might get healed. We are already healed. Amen. Abound in hope. Romans 5:13. Now the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Amplified. May the God of peace, may the God of your hope so fill you with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of your faith. Notice that. Experience of your faith. Where is the enemy attacking? Our faith. Because if he can work to decrease our faith, that means we don't have anything on him. Amen? He's like, got him. Because our faith in God is what overcomes him every single time. Amen. That by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound and be overflowing, bubbling over with hope. See, that's one thing we need to not ever do is give up hope. Forget hope. We got to have hope. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. That's right. So we got to have hope. We have to. The God of our hope will fill you and me with all joy and peace in believing. There we go. Believing. What do we believe? In this time of the year, believing that Jesus came by the virgin birth, to be birthed, to be the Savior of the world. There's a lot of people that don't believe it. A lot of ministers, unfortunately, don't believe that Jesus was birthed from a virgin young lady. Amen. So we got to make sure we stick to believing and be cautious of what we're believing. Amen. Because we can believe something. Oh, we can believe all day what the devil says. The fact is, we need to believe all day what God is saying in His Word. The God of our hope will fill you and me with all joy and peace in believing through the experience of our faith, that by the power of the Holy Spirit we will abound and be overflowing with the hope God has given to us. Overflowing. We get to the place. We get to the place that when we pray, we know what's going to happen. We're not sure when. Sometimes we can say, in the name of Jesus, today is the day. The day is the day. Amen. He reminded me of something that, you know, when we bought our house, before we bought our house, what he brought me to in believing. I had a hold of faith I had the picture of the, not the house that we have now, but the house that I believe he used to get my faith increased. To where I could say in the name of Jesus, someone was going to call today to look to the house. It's a brand of a call or text, say, hey, we got someone come look in the house. That's where we got to be at. That's where he wants us to be at. Just like Jesus, when he laid hands on them, the miracles he performed, it wasn't a tomorrow. It was believing that it was going to happen. So that's why he's ministering to me about getting back to that place of when I speak it, it happens. You think, is it possible? Well, of course it is. With God, all things are possible. We got to have our faith built up. The enemy will attack our faith because if he can weaken our faith, that means our faith isn't going to be strong enough to receive and overcome him. By our faith in God, we are victorious. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when it comes to this message, it's like, oh boy. You're kind of hesitant because sometimes when we minister something, the enemy attacks with it. He comes. And I'm not saying I'm afraid of the enemy. I just, like, right, not going to invite him, but like, okay, I'll obey. Amen? Because how many times have you been attacked? And sometimes you just like, okay, I want to just pause for a moment and see why I'm being attacked. Amen? And the fact of why we're being attacked, because the enemy's trying to stop us from fulfilling the Word of God. Then we realize, wait a minute, I can't stop. I got to keep moving forward. Whatever he has me to share, I'm going to share. Amen? Hallelujah. Because the fact is, either someone here tonight or someone on streaming, YouTube, Facebook, wherever, they need to hear a message, this message that God has in store. Amen. Especially at this time of Christmas. Amen. No, it's not necessarily a Christmas message, but it's a fact of hope. To where when we step into December, we can believe that all of our need is met spiritually, physically, financially, and socially. This is a month where people are fretting or upset because they don't have the finances. But in Jesus' name, all of us are. Right now, having the finances to purchase what we'd like to purchase. Amen? Yes, sir. Give love. Hallelujah. And sometimes, well, by giving love, we got to do it by faith. Because there's some people that God's going to have us give love to that we don't like. Whew. Can I? So we're going to have faith in order to go up to him and say, I love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And look at my eye. Yes. Because there are some that's going to test our patience, test our faith. It's not them testing our faith, it's the devil testing our faith through them. Amen. Hallelujah. How joyful would you be if you just believed God's word? Just a question. If you're facing a sickness and you decided to believe that by Jesus' stripes you were healed, 1 Peter 2:24, would you jump for joy? If you would jump for joy, would you be jumping for joy now? Amen. Don't wait for the healing. Amen. Joy. Because when you jump for joy, you're telling yourself, I already got it. Amen. So when you believe, you receive it, you have it. Amen. If you're facing a financial struggle and you decided to believe Philippians 4:19, would you still be discouraged? No. You say, but my God. Well, Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I tell you what, how encouraged are you when you make up your mind? Seriously, you can be down the dumps. Amen. Who's ever been down the dumps? Or been down to where you're like, oh no, I'm not going to be able to make it. But you read a scripture and you say, okay, I'm going to believe that. What happens? Encouragement starts coming. Just because you said, I said, I believe it. I believe it's manifesting. Amen? Yes. And that's one thing he did not want you to do is say, I believe it. Amen. The Passion Translation says, I am convinced that my God will fully supply every need you have, for I have seen the abundant riches of glory revealed to me through the Anointed One, Jesus Christ. Wow. Revealed. Did you know he's revealing himself through his word? When we get in his word, he takes his, you know, some translation like King James Version used to have a hard time understanding. Anymore with the revelation of the Holy Spirit. As you read, it's like, oh, I see that now. I see that. I see what you're saying. Because he's revealing to us because we're saying, I'm interested. I'm interested in your word. When we get interested in what God is saying, he starts revealing. Amen? We choose to believe that God has supplied all of our need. We are convinced he is able. And he has supplied all of our need according to his riches, not our riches. Notice that. His riches. Not our riches, but his abundant riches and glory by Christ Jesus, the Anointed One. Aren't you glad that you don't have to be based your finances on your riches? Now, when you go to look in your pocketbook and you have all these hundreds of dollars, maybe even thousands of dollars, whatever it is, you're thinking, hallelujah, you have supplied. Because I trusted you, you have supplied. Amen. The manifest. It's already supplied is what we have to understand. Those that are watching, it's already supplied. We have got to speak his word so he can do his word and checks be in the mail. Supernatural wealth transfer. Direct deposits taking place. Amen. Bills paid off. Debts demolished. Amen. Wouldn't that be a wonderful Christmas present? After day, you start receiving letters from creditors, from liens saying your debt's been paid or your debt's been canceled. And just every loan from the car, from the house, the mortgage from the house, from the, you know, whatever vehicle you have, creditors, your Visa, your MasterCard, your Discover, and all of them say zero. Hallelujah. Yeah. Then the Holy Spirit says, go to your bank account. Okay. You go to your bank account, and a few zeros were added to it. Whew. Now, we wouldn't just be saying, wow, that's good. We'd be like, amen. Yes. I can handle that. You know, we've been talking, you know, we've been commenting about 10,000, 100,000, a million. It's not far off. It's not far off. It's encouraging because when you sow a seed, you can believe. Amen. Matter of fact, just the other day, Monday, Tuesday, I have in my notes, seriously, I have my notes on my phone, 10,000, 100,000, 1 million, noted in my phone. Just the other day, maybe yesterday, I felt impressed by the Holy Spirit to say, write down tithe. Tithe, 1,000. Tithe, 10,000. Tithe, 100,000. Add that to it. Because that's your focus of when I receive it, I want to tithe. See, the Holy Spirit ministers to us. Revelation, so we can grab a hold of it and obey Him. He gives so we can give so He can multiply. So we note it down. I note it down. And like, okay, that's what I'm believing for. Okay? I'm going to tell you, when 10,000 is out of the way, 100,000. A stepping of faith. Some of you may start with 1,000. That's praise God. You got to start someplace. You might be believing for $1,000. $100 tithe. Amen. You just continue. Wherever your faith is at. Amen. Start someplace. Because if we don't, we're going to be right in the same place we've been for the last few months, 5 years, 20 years, whatever. Amen. Because we got to start someplace. We think that actors and athletes can be the only ones that can have all this money. The fact is, it's not the fact of us having all this money. It's us being able to finance the gospel. To go. Amen. Absolutely. Because us having this much money means we don't have any debt. We shouldn't have any debt. That means we're saying, Father, where you want me to send it to? Where you want me to put it at? Amen. Yeah, you're going to have your monthly bills. Don't get me wrong. But we have the focus, and we're putting ourselves in the position to be trusted by God. You're already thinking, okay, tithe. Okay, where you want me to give at? Amen. That's showing Him you're already thinking about it. You've already received what His Holy Spirit has given to Him, to you to stand on, to believe for. Amen. Yes, there's going to be times when you receive that money, finances. There's going to be times that you can say, oh, I can go buy this, I can go buy that. But when you humble yourselves to Him and say, okay, Father, what besides the tithe, what would you have me do? Okay? Romans 15:13 says, and the God of hope will fill us with joy and peace in believing. See, in believing, the devil is trying to bring in fear. Amen? So what does the Holy Spirit do? He brings in joy and peace. So when we're believing, we can stay in patience. Amen? During the time of, if we're waiting on the promise. Amen? We see here, it's not when we simply read or mentally assent to God's word that power is released. The power is released only when we believe. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to them that believe. Amen. We have every right to believe, trust God. Every right. So instead of, you know, honestly, there's times that fear tries to come off on me, and I say, I refuse to fear. Amen. You know, you've heard, you know, you watch somebody and you hear, or you might even one of the services here, you might think, okay, they're saying this, but are they really doing this? Yes. Yes. A lot of times in the morning, even the Holy Spirit reminds me, say, give me praise, give me thanks. Seek me first. He reminds me, because if I get caught up on something first thing in the morning, amen, we have a tendency to do that. He said, thank me and praise me. So I go to thank and praise Him because He reminds me. Amen. Give voice to your joy. Psalms 118:24. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Jesus not only delivered us from a life of toil and struggle, He set us, He set us far above all principalities and powers, where our words hold the key. Notice this. Where our words hold the key to a joyful and blessed life. Amen. Again. Where our words hold the key to a joyful and blessed life. Amen. So it's held in our tongue, in our mouth. Amen. Let's give voice to our joy. Rejoice. Amen. You know, there's times we don't feel like rejoicing. That's when we need to rejoice. Because our feeling, how many knows emotions run wild or run high? Emotions are like up here in ninth floor, and all you're thinking about is what you're dealing with. Amen? But as we rejoice, our emotions start coming down. We rejoice with joy, and our emotions start coming down. Why? Because our emotions are not, we're not controlled by our emotions. We are controlled by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Rejoicing isn't a product of how we feel. Thank God. It's an act to stir the force of joy in our spirit and access the abundant promises of God. As we speak these scriptures references out loud, it will stir up our joy today. Thank you, Lord, that this is the day you have made, and I will rejoice. Psalms 118:24. Lord, I will keep my eyes on you, not on my circumstances. I will trust that you will guide every step I take today. Psalms 37:23. Hallelujah. Notice that. I will keep my eyes on you and not my circumstance. How hard is that? Well, it depends. How hard do we make it? How hard do we make it? Whom having not seen, I do love. Though even now I do not see him, yet believing, I rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. 1 Peter 1:8. So we rejoice with inexpressible faith. Amen. We just, hallelujah. You know, I shared today, this is what the Holy Spirit ministered. I noted it down. When we have control, God doesn't. God doesn't. That's why we got to let Him have the control. We say, can I say all day long, God's in control. But is He really? You have a financial situation? Is God in control? Or are you? Amen. Casting all your care upon the Lord, for He cares for you. When we do that, we take our control off of it and put His control on it. That way He takes care of it. The thing about it is, sometimes we're trying to control something that we can't control. We're trying to keep a hold of it and say, I want control. And that's where we fail as the body of Christ. Because we're trying to control something that we're not supposed to control. Amen. So what happens is, a quick note, when you have the control, you have the responsibility. So if we're trying, to have control over something that God is supposed to have, we're taking the responsibility away from Him and trying to do it ourselves. Amen. So if God is supposed to supply all of our need, and we're trying to supply all of our need, amen. So what happens? Father, I cast that care over on you, for you care for me. I leave it in your hands. How hard is that? It's a state of mind saying, God, it's yours, not mine. I take my hands off of it, my control, and give it to you, because you already know what to do with it. Amen? So we got to release our control, release our hand off of it, and let Him take control of it. Then we can say, God is in control. Amen. That was free. Hallelujah. Release your joy. Psalms 71:23. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee, and my soul which thou hast redeemed. Heaven takes our blessing seriously. And anytime heaven is working to get us blessed, it does so in the atmosphere of joy. As we release our joy, blessings drawn to us like a powerful magnet. So what do we got to do? We got to figure out what we don't have to figure out what we need to do. We need to be obedient to God and say, okay, what do I need to do? What am I missing? Because a lot of our problems that we're dealing with, we're missing something. You say, well, I have not received yet. What am I missing? What are you missing? Amen. What step am I missing? Okay? He might just say, increase your faith. So you go to increase your faith. Sometimes we ask God, why aren't we receiving the blessing? He might say, why aren't you? Amen. How do we release this powerful force? Here are three biblical ways to release joy in our life. We release our joy through praise. Woo! Amen. Let me read that again. We release our joy through praise. Let the joy of the Lord burst through your spirit during praise and worship, speaking God's word and His promises to stir your faith. Amen. We release joy through dance. Let me read that again to make sure I read that right. We release joy through dance. Scripture promises He will deliver us from our sorrows as we dance before Him in praise and worship. Okay? We release joy through prayer. I'm going to ask you a question. I don't want you to answer me. Okay? How's your prayer life? That's between you and God. Amen. We release joy through prayer, allowing His Word to penetrate our spirit and stir up the joy inside us. This can include praying in tongues, confessing God's Word, and declaring His truth. Question is, don't answer, is this what we're doing? Amen. Sometimes we assume. I'm not putting Kim on the spot, but I assume that Kim's doing what she's supposed to do. Okay. Well, I believe she is. I'm not going to ask her, because I never question anybody's faith. Amen. I don't question people's faith. If they have not received, that's between them and God. But the fact is, she says, "Can you pray with me? Can you be in agreement?" Sure. So we're in agreement. Amen. Now, if she starts talking negative on the circumstances, I have to say, oh, wait a minute. we're not in agreement. We're going to agree on the Word of God, and the Word of God is going to manifest. Amen. Until the manifestation, we're going to agree on the Word of God. No matter what it looks like. What happens is, if it looks like it's turning south, amen, we just start praying. Praying the Spirit. Praying, thanking, Father, I praise you for what we agreed on. You gave us your word to agree on. That's what's going to happen. Father, we thank you. If the demonic forces are trying to change us, they are stopped in the name of Jesus. Every tongue that's rising up against them, her, them, they shall surely be in the wrong. We have to do this. There may be times I may make her mad. Amen? Just saying. Can't believe. Believe only. And I expect her to say, Rusty, believe only. Why? Because at any time, from the time you pray to the time of the manifestation, there's an in-between. The devil's going to come in. He's going to try to shipwreck you. Amen? What happened to Peter when he got out on the water, started walking on water? Between the time of the boat, the time to Jesus, what happened? Amen. So what do we got to do? Keep our eyes on Jesus. I'm going to tell you, if Peter would have kept his eyes on Jesus, let me break it down to here. If we would keep our eyes on Jesus, we would get to him every time. No matter the storm. See, if our eyes are on Jesus, the storm won't affect us. We won't sink. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. So what happens is, the devil is trying to get Christian to believe that she's not going to make it. If she can believe that, then she starts sinking. Just like Peter. Nothing against Peter. Hey, he walked on water. You got to give him that. Two times. But if he can get her eyes off Jesus with whatever situation is going on, circumstances going on in life, in her life, if he can get her eyes off of Jesus, she starts sinking, but she's not going to do that. Why? I give you praise. I give you thanksgiving. I give you glory in the name of Jesus. When you've done all you know to do to stand, stand. Amen. I'm not going to say that she's not failed. Have we all? Sure. But we get back up, we repent, we keep going with rejoicing. See, one time or another, we all have a problem with rejoicing. Amen. Because there's times that I don't want to. Amen. But I have to get my flesh under control. I have to crucify my flesh and say, you will rejoice. Amen. Hallelujah. The act of releasing our joy is important because it allows us to use joy like the tool that it is, a mighty weapon that empowers us over discouragement and fear while grabbing hold of our victory over challenges. Let me read that one more time. A mighty weapon, okay, the act of releasing our joy is important because it allows us to use joy like the tool that it is. A mighty weapon that empowers us over discouragement and fear. Let me use Caden. Let's say the devil's trying to bring fear against him, trying to discourage him, but he goes, hallelujah. He senses it. He knows it. He's aware of what the devil's trying to do. Amen. He goes, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, he might have got a little bit of bad news. Hallelujah. People are like, what are you doing? You got bad news. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. That is where our response. The devil wants us to say, oh my, I can't make it. No. Our response, Father, I just thank you. In the name of Jesus. as tough as it is, I'm not going to tell you it's easy peasy. And I'm not going to say it's easy as cutting cake and eating it. No. Because what you're doing is you're submitting to God. Fear's coming in. Coming at you like a wrecking ball. Amen. Discouragement's coming at you like a wrecking ball. You feel like you're going to fail. But when you start saying, in the name of Jesus, I rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I rejoice. Well, guess what happens? Your spirit man starts coming up. See, the devil don't want us to know this, but when we do this, he's defeated. Submitting ourselves, therefore, to God. I rejoice, I praise you, I glorify you. See, he's not getting no attention. I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor in the name of the Lord Jesus. And even if you, and even Kim, if you're saying in the name of Jesus, you walk around your house in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you're submitting to God. You're submitting to him. And the devil's like, what's going on here? He's lost in his darkness. Amen. So what are you doing? In the name of Jesus. And your voice is getting so loud like a lion. Amen. In the name of Jesus, your faith is increasing, because the name of Jesus will increase your faith real quick. Amen. And all of a sudden, fear goes, because the devil is gone. He has to go. He has no choice. Amen. He has to. Amen. One more time. The act of releasing our joy is important because it allows us to use joy like the tool that it is, a mighty weapon that empowers us over discouragement and fear while grabbing hold of our victory over challenges. Hallelujah. Even when we don't feel like it, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Then you start realizing, now I feel like it. Woo! Thank God we don't have to go by feelings. In closing, rejoice, an expression of joy. Rejoice is an expression of joy. Psalms 32:11. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy. Hallelujah. All ye that are upright in heart. The Amplified, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you uncompromisingly righteous. You who are upright and right standing with him, shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Amen. The joy of the Lord brings gladness. Hallelujah. And it's, of course, part of the fruit of the Spirit, hallelujah, that we have. So, if you have gladness, you bear fruit. If you have gladness, you're bearing fruit of joy. Sometimes we need to say, Father, fill me up with your joy. Help me. Holy Spirit, work in me. Move in me. Amen. It brings rejoicing. It brings strength. Rejoicing in the Lord is the expression of the joy of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118:24. We rejoice because we choose to rejoice and be glad in him. Notice that. Glad in him. So this time of the year, and it don't make any difference. It don't make any difference. It could be January, February, March, April, May, June, July, whatever month it is. Be thankful and praise him and rejoice. Because we need to be grateful that Jesus came to earth through the virgin birth. You know why it's a virgin birth? Because it's perfection. Purity. Jesus wasn't touched by natural things. Amen. He came as the expression the blessing of God, so we can receive everything that we have need of. Amen. When we say, God, my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, he's already given it to us. He's already made it ready for us to receive. All we got to do is thank him and praise him and say, Father, I receive. I receive all that belongs to you have given to me, and I receive it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So what all do we have need of? Everything to walk this earth, to take care of things. It don't necessarily say in the Bible, in the Word, a certain number. He says all your need. When you give, 30, 60, and 100. That's up to us. He didn't say how much you're going to get, Kim. He says, how much are you going to get? That's up to you. That's up to you. That's up to me. Again, if I'm not receiving, I got to make sure why I'm not receiving. What am I missing? Amen? Because sometimes we miss just a tad bit. That's most important. It's like when you're making a cake and you forget that ingredient that's most important that makes it taste good. Amen. I couldn't tell you what that part is. But to make it just right, what happens? You've got to have that ingredient. It could be faith. It could be faith. That's why it says increase your faith. Study my word. Increase your faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So, how are we going to increase our faith? I encourage us. I do this. I read the scriptures out loud. I like Bishop Keith Butler said. The word was never designed to be read in silence. It was made to be read out loud. Because faith cometh by amen. Believe it or not, your voice is going to be the most powerful voice you're going to hear besides the Holy Spirit. You can hear the best ministers that you feel are the best ministers, but your what you hear is going to be the best voice because you're saying it. I'm saying it. So if I'm saying it, I'm hearing it. I'm believing it. I'm believing it. Because, truthfully, are you going to say if you don't believe it? Something to think about. Do I want it to come pass? So what do I do? Read it. Speak it. Hear it. Faith increase. Do it in the name of Jesus. And another thing is that we might be missing it by us not doing it. If you told us to do something and we didn't do it, that may be part of what we're missing. Amen? So, an encouragement tonight. Rejoice and be glad. Amen. Let him minister to you if there's something that you're missing. Holy Spirit, minister to me. Reveal to me what I'm missing. If there's anything that I'm missing. And he may just say, you're missing patience. Patience. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, Father. To rejoice in you more. Yes. To be glad in you more. To thank and praise you more, Father God. and to check ourselves more, to make sure that we're doing everything that you have told us to do. Father, help us. Help us in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.